Welcome back to the Warrior Movie Rental. I'm Kennedy, and today I'm joined by
Mr. Salemi.
And today we're going to be changing things up a little bit. Today we're going to be reviewing American Horror Story, specifically the first season, Murder House.
Season one of Murder House is amazing. From the first episode to the last episode, and all the various characters that inhabit that world of Murder House, just so well done.
Do you ever pay attention to, like, the intros and how significant they are to each season?
Yes.
I feel like Murder House is a really good one.
Oh, my. How they keep going back to different times for the, like, the house is a central character of the movie, of the series.
Right.
And then they go to different moments in the house's history to show you one horrible thing after another horrible thing that all then kind of makes sense about what's going on in the present. I loved it. I loved the first 5, 6, 7 minutes of every episode because of how they introduced a new character, so to speak.
Right. I also like how, like you said, how it cuts back to how the house is such a pivotal, like, place for the entire show. How it also goes into the season Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
With Tate's son. I forgot his name. Can't think of it.
Jeez, what is that kid's name?
I don't know. He's a Langdon, but that's all I know.
Yeah. I don't know what they named Tate's little boy. I mean, the last scene of the first season, Murder House, you see him as, what, a 5, 6-year-old boy?
Yeah.
And he was not behaving very well. I won't. For those of you who've never seen it, I'm not going to say what happened, but yeah, that boy is headed for a bad future.
Oh, most definitely. You will see that in Apocalypse.
Yeah.
But who is your favorite character from this season?
Ooh, favorite character from season one? Probably, I think I'd really like the next door neighbor, as crazy as she is.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I think of what her name is off the top of my head? Dang it, the actress.
Jessica Lange.
Mm-hmm. And she plays in several other seasons of American Horror Story. But, yeah, because you can't really ever get a handle on how good is she and how bad is she or evil and what her motivations are. She has such a horrible history that obviously affects her. But, yeah, it's... She's very complicated because on one hand you think, man, she's a horrible person, a horrible mother. And then the flip side is she really is a good mother. She is a good person, but she's just torn in so many ways. I mean, eventually I think I fall on the idea that she's not really a good person.
Right, yeah.
But her motivations, I kind of understand at some point. Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to her son that lives up in the attic, that they never really explain how we ended up.
Right, yeah.
Like, I kind of understand, sympathize why she did what she did with that son. But, man, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty deep, dark. Yeah. I think just her character, you can really tell that she feels a lot of guilt almost, but she has a really weird way of showing it, and, like, she didn't want to fail, is it her daughter? The one who wants to be a pretty girl.
Yes.
She doesn't want to fail her as a mother, but she's already failed two of her other sons, Tate and the one in the attic.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. But, yeah, I do really like her. I also like Violet. I think she was a very misunderstood, angsty teenager.
Yeah.
And she just unfortunately had the worst parents and fell in the hands of Tate to where, you know, now she's bound to that house forever.
Right. Yeah, and those are some cool little reveals. Like, again, I'm going to speak a little cryptically here because I don't want to ruin anything for someone who watches it the first time. But you got the plot where Violet feels like she's protecting Tate, and you're watching it thinking she's protecting Tate from a certain reality.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out that Tate has always been trying to protect her from a reality that you didn't realize was existing as well. Yeah, that reveal it got me. Like, I did not see where that was going. But that's the cool part. There's constant reveals. The banker who's the burn victim. Like, on one side, you hear the backstory about what happened to his wife and daughters, and you think, dude, you're a jerk. And then later on, you realize, oh, that's not really how that played out, is it? Like, you're not a good person, but you're not as bad of a person as I thought you were, because the whole situation played out differently than what was portrayed. There's a lot of cool reveals like that, I think.
I think that backstory plays a very pivotal role in this series, where these people are not bad for no reason, and it's like you have to understand their background. Like Tate, like when he went to, you know, to school and he gets swatted at his house. I mean, you have to like really think about his childhood and how his mom failed him and failed his probably older brother. And I think he is definitely a misunderstood character, and that's why I think that the dynamic between Violet and Tate played out so well. But then at the end of the end of the season, it's like, oh, you know, like they're so different now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, Tate is underlining under all of it. He's a bad kid.
Right.
And Violet is a typical misunderstood, angsty teenager who might make poor decisions, but not evil by any stretch. Yeah, and she was attracted to Tate early on and for most of the season, and there was a reason for that. But yeah, there isn't really anything about – it's as perfect of a season that a show could do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there isn't a single episode that's a letdown. Every episode drives the main plot throughout the series. There's nothing about it that I would point to and say, well, they failed in this aspect. And it is creepy. That's the cool part. Like, it's a creepy Halloween-esque series to watch where I wouldn't say it's scary. It's just, it's creepy, different elements of it.
I definitely understand that. I think that this season in particular was like one of the best written seasons. And while we were on the topic of Violet, How do you think about Ben and Vivian Harmon, her parents?
Well, Ben's not a good guy.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. And he claims to always have good motivations, but yeah, he's not a good person. I thought what's the mom's name again?
Vivian.
Yeah, I thought she was a good person. Like, I like her character. She was always trying to do what was best for the family. I think the dad had more to do with Violet's angst.
Right.
The problems that Violet had personally was driven more by her father's actions than her mother's actions. Now, I think she's angry with her mom for not doing X, Y, or Z based on what dad did.
Right.
But, yeah, I would blame Ben more for the things that occurred than Vivian.
Yeah.
There was nothing about Vivian where I thought her character was bad, like she was a bad person in some way. I think she was always trying to do the right thing for other people around her and for herself, and made the decisions that were necessary for everyone's sake.
I think she was like the only good character out of that entire season.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, I mean, besides Constance, Jessica Lange, her daughter, she was also a good character. But, like, innocence-wise, probably those two characters, they did nothing wrong.
Right.
But, yeah, I do...
I don't know. She broke into the house quite a bit, and she did spit in the brownie batter, and she's not evil, but she's mischievous, we'll say.
But, like, she's still... I don't know what age she is, but she's, like, at least younger than... Violet, at least, I hope.
You think?
Maybe.
I thought she would be older than Violet.
Really?
It's just that she's, Down syndrome? Or,
just how she's portrayed, I feel like the stuff that she wears, I feel like she could be younger.
Yeah, I think that's more because Jessica Lange dresses her that way, treats her that way. I thought it was cool, though, that they used... Like, that character is central to so much of that story, and then they're going to use her again in another season, Coven.
Right.
And she's amazing in that as well. Like, they don't hide that she has Down syndrome, but at the same time, when you're watching it, it never really occurs to you.
Right.
She's a really good actress.
She really is. She's very talented. She's probably one of my favorites out of, like, all of the series. I really like her.
Oh, she's so – she's – pretty good at being a smart aleck.
Mm-hmm.
She's funny. She's got good lines. She right. delivers those lines well. It's not like she wrote the lines, but she delivers the lines well,
mm-hmm.
Especially in Coven. Like, Coven, oh, she's yeah. very more...
She's a diva in that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, I really like her. So how do you think about, like, the whole you're stuck in the house after dying? Like, I feel like that's such a cool, like... you know, addition to the season, but how do you think about it?
I liked it. You have to die on the property. If you don't die on the property, you're not confined there. But if you die on the property, that soul is there trapped. I right. liked it. I thought it was a neat idea. And all these souls inhabiting, having to share this home from various backgrounds, some good, some bad. Like the gay couple, they didn't do anything bad. They just right. wrong place, wrong time. And they're never really bad people. They're just angry people
mm-hmm.
That this happened to them, and now they're stuck here. And then there's others who are obviously bad, like
yeah.
Ben's mistress. She's pretty messed yeah. up in the head.
She is.
So, yeah, there's that's if someone was to place these individuals in the different circles of hell in Dante's Inferno, like, you could fit mm-hmm. all seven circles of hell.
There oh, yeah, definitely.
There are different elements of bad people. There's different relative evils happening in that home, which makes it interesting. Mm-hmm. Really, the only sort of pure would be Vivian and Violet to some degree.
Yeah.
As far as they're not really evil relative in any way.
Right, yeah. They never really had bad intentions with that. But is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners today?
No, I would highly encourage you watching it. Again, very creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, it's not scary. There are a couple moments that are sort of like jump scares.
Right.
But the stories of the different people who lived in that house and the trauma that they went through, some of it's self-inflicted trauma, is so good. So,
it's very yeah. bone-chilling, I would say.
Yeah, like, yeah. Know. Definitely.
Thank you for listening today. That's all we have for you, and we will see you in the next one.